edition of Radically Right. This is April the 28th, 2007. We're here tonight to rail against the New World Order and take a bite out of it if it's at all possible. It's built on lies, so the truth seems to cut through it like a warm knife through butter. And as always, we'd like to start off the evening program with a prayer. We pray for those who take a stand against the New World Order, and I would ask again that you please do not just listen to me pray. Add your voice so that a multitude is praying together. Let us pray. Dear Yahweh, God of good, creator of all the universe, God of Abraham and his sons, Ishmael and Isaac, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your many blessings. We ask that you shelter us from the forces of evil. Bless our minds with discernment and our voices with your word. Guide our steps that we may follow your way. Cause the New World Order to fail and its conspirators to be exposed and defeated. Give us courage, help, determination, and material resources. Keep us in the hollow of your hand, enshrouded in your Holy Spirit. For we pray in the name of your only begotten Son, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah. Amen. This is going to be an open forum tonight. We're going to take telephone calls from those that are interested in taking a shot at this New World Order. Again, I would ask that you don't pat me on the head. Don't kick me in the behind. Don't brag about all you've done for the Patriot Movement. Jump right on the hard issues. The telephone number that you call into is 1-800-313-9443. I want to remind you folks that freedom isn't free. Now, I'm not paying a nickel for time here on this program. I have not even a penny. So I know somehow John needs to make ends meet somehow. At the very least, they have to eat. And I bet you they got some really nice telephone bills and electric bills and shortwave bills. An internet bill, satellite bill, and somehow this has to be met. I know it's an expensive operation to run. Since I'm not paying for it, I'm going to ask you to help out if you can. Do what you can. Send it to John Statmiller or the CSIN address there. At 1015 South Mays, at Suite 100 in Round Rock, Texas. Well, the zip code is 78664. I think it's important to remember that our grandchildren and great-grandchildren's freedom is at stake, and if we don't retain it for ourselves, we won't have it to pass on to them. But this is an important cause, and I would encourage everybody to get involved. It's not always easy. Oh, that's for sure. I think we all get tired of having our friends and our family and people we run into look at us like we're absolutely nuts, call us conspiracy theorists when the truth of the matter is, we've got proof. There is a conspiracy to put out here. And that conspiracy is aimed at taking away our constitutional rights, making them into privileges that can be rescinded. We got a break coming up. I'd like you to stay tuned, folks.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun, excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law. In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Welcome back to the April 28th issue of Radically Right. There are a number of ways that you can get this program. You can get it on the internet by dialing into republicbroadcasting.org. And there's a whole wealth of information on that website. There are archives and books and banner sponsors that we need to sponsor so that, or patronize so that they can continue to prosper and support this program. We're available on shortwave at 5.050, and I have three slots in satellites that will get you into this program. One is on Galaxy 1R Transponder 17, narrowband, 7.92 horizontal polarity, that's 133 west. Or if you have the 4D TV, we're available on Galaxy 1 Channel 954. Or you can find us on the KU band at Galaxy 25 Transponder 11836, where the symbol rate is 20770. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443, and we have a call coming in from Missouri right now. Clayton, jump right into it.
Yeah, just want to let your listeners know that this week in the U.S. House of Representatives, hate crimes legislation is going to be voted upon. It is H.R. 1592, and it's sponsored by Democrat John Conyers of Michigan. And I tell you, folks, This is hardcore hate crimes legislation. And if we don't let them hear from us, it's going to pass the House, and it's probably going to pass the Senate. And God knows with this president we got, he will probably sign this into law if we don't stop him. And if it does go into law, people like preachers who preach behind the pulpit that homosexuality is a sin, they can be put in jail. They could even probably go so far as to declare the Holy Bible as hate literature, and the only Bible you'll probably be able to purchase is a politically correct version. I'm not kidding. They're getting hardcore with this hate crime stuff.
The Senate version of the same bill is 1105, and you can contact your representatives either through the toll-free number, which is 1-877-851-6437. Now, there is a direct line into the House of Representatives and a very similar direct line into the Senate. You can call your House of Representatives by calling area code 202-224-3121. The similar number in the Senate is also area code 202, but the number itself is 225 and the 3121 on the end of it. Now, it's important to understand that this hate crime bill runs cross-grain to the First Amendment. We're supposed to have a right to say things, even if you don't, somebody else doesn't like it. And I wonder whatever happened to that old adage, sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never hurt me. And I think it's very important for us to realize here that with this hate crimes bill in place, what we will suffer is if anyone is offended by what you say, you can be brought up on charges. And some people are offended easily. And it can be just tangential things that really don't make any difference, but sensitive people are quick to flare up. So I would say that Clayton's right. We got to get on the stick here, and we've got to pull to make sure that our legislative representatives understand that we're against this. I think the truth of the matter is that all this hate crime legislation is being passed so that they can stick right in the midst of it one about not saying anything against Jewish people. That's the real target that they would like to protect. That's the ones that are foremost in their minds, and the ones that are really out here to lead us on to this new world order.
Well, you know, in the New Testament, Jesus has some, not only Jesus, but the apostles have some harsh words for the Jews. And of course, the Jews today, they don't like the New Testament. And of course, yeah, they are a big part of this push on this hate crimes legislation, because they really want to get the Holy Bible banned as hate literature, and they want the only Bible that you can get to be cleaned up to where it's politically correct. You're right. If you look at the people that are in charge of this New World Order, you will find they are overwhelmingly Jewish. And I'm sorry to be Jewish,
but if we dig back into their background, we find that they come from the Khazar warriors from northern Turkey, who really only pretended to embrace Judaism in 741 A.D. and became what they call the Ashkenazim, or Ashkenazi Jews. And Ashkenaz was one of the grandsons of Japheth.
That's right.
You know, Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And Shem became the progenitor of the Semites, or Caucasian people. And Ham became the father of the black people. And Japheth became the seed line of the Oriental. And when we're talking about Jews that come from the Orientals, we're not talking about the sons of Abraham. We're talking about entirely different people.
No, they are not Israelites. And as a matter of fact, Jesus Christ in the book of Revelation warned us twice about these people in Revelation chapter 2, verse 9, and Revelation chapter 3, verse 9. And when I call him Yahshua, Jesus Christ, whatever, if people call him Jesus, that's fine.
I don't think whatever is appropriate.
Well, I know what you're...
Jesus comes from Jesus, which means son of Zeus.
You're right.
So I would rather use his real name, Yeshua, just like you do.
Well, I was baptized in that name in 1990. It's just, I have, and you know how it is, people are at different stages of spiritual growth, and you can try to educate them and inform them, but some of them are rather stubborn. But I prefer Yeshua. I pray to Yahweh in the name of Yeshua. Now, Yeshua, he warned us about these people in Revelation 2, verse 9, and Revelation 3, verse 9, and he called them the synagogue of Satan, those who say they are Jews but are not. They are the synagogue of Satan. And he was prophesying about these people who have basically taken control of the world today. And
they certainly have. And I think right there in that second verse, Revelation 3:9, is an important little tidbit in there. It says they do lie. And this whole new world order is based on lies. Everything from weapons of mass destruction to it was Iraq that came in and took down the World Trade Center. Just one lie after another.
Well, Lucifer, they proclaim as their God, and we know he is no God. That's a lie. You know, he is Satan the devil. And so, and he is called the father of liars and a murderer from the beginning. So that's who we're up against. And we are going to need the help of our father Yahweh and his son Yahshua to battle these people if we're going to be victorious. We cannot do it on our own. We are going to need almighty help from above.
Without him, we don't have a chance. But with him, we
Yahweh bless
not
you.
Fail.
Yahweh bless you, brother.
Thank you very much. It's important for us to realize that we are up against the forces of evil. This is the great struggle of good versus evil, and we are in the time of tribulation. If you don't think this is tribulation, all you got to do is think about when you're going down the road and you look up in your rearview mirror and you realize that the vehicle right behind you is law enforcement. What kind of a feeling do you get? Do you get a feeling of, oh, good, I'm being protected? Or do you get a feeling of, uh-oh, just looking me over, looking for an excuse to suck the after-tax dollars out of my pocket? And the difference between those two feelings is very simple. It's the difference between liberty and tyranny. And here we are in the time of the end. We find that our rights are being eroded away. We find that as our money becomes worth less, it takes more and more of those dollars to buy anything or everything. And it's on its way to becoming worthless. And when money won't buy anything, that is, when the prices of everything are unbelievably high, you can be sure that the end is near and that they will be taking over and solidifying their new world order soon. We have another caller. We have one, Rita from Colorado. Rita, would you jump right into the conversation?
Yeah, well, we keep hearing about the people who call themselves Jews and are not, and that was written by John the Essene, who was also John the General of Tima, who was St. John the Divine, who wrote
Revelations.
And at that time, he's referring to the synagogue of Satan. And I think what we can put in perspective is people talk about inalienable rights.
Can you hold that, Rita? We got a break coming up here, and we want you to get a chance to make your point. Will you hold over, please?
Sure.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Welcome back to Radically Right. This is Jack Otto. We're on the phone right now with Rita from Colorado.
Right. So I wanted to put revelations in terms of present day, and we keep hearing about inalienable rights. People will start talking about that. And usually they automatically jump into fundamental rights. But what our forefathers talked about were certain inalienable rights. And to put that in perspective, we have traditions. And when we think about John the Apostle, what he talked about were the synagogue of Satan, those who call themselves Jews or not. And also, putting Jews in perspective from him, you know, we can think about the historical record and probably one of the only records of the life of St. John the Divine was also in the work of Josephus. And so, it's not just, about Jews and Christians, but the time of the Essenes, he was, like in the context of a lot of Christians today, and so... that is how, the struggle kind of comes out. But he is talking about rights. And when he wrote Revelations and he wrote about, he looked and behold, a pale horse.
Oh, that was Cooper.
But in Revelations, with John.
Oh, yeah, okay, I see.
And he who sat upon him was death. And a lot of us think what he's talking is that that's John on the pale horse, and the people looking at him see death, but he is their angel come to save them. And that is how they feel when they have descended. The people descended, and they don't respect the certain inalienable rights, and at that time of the Jewish sect of the Essenes, who knew what was afoot, because that is the cycle that happens. And so we had those people trying all they could to keep that from happening, and now I see the same thing here, and it might be that America is going down, and I do all I can here, but it might be I have to leave here because America is become so faithless, and there's so much working against us. I see even on the alternate media, I try to get in a conversation, and I see that half of the alternate media is at least compromised, and I can't even get close to talking about what we really need to address. And that is what fixes the problem that we have now is this concept of rights. And if we respect that our righteous people are people who have kept these traditions for, you know, thousands, even before the time of Jesus Christ, that understand how we descend and need to keep our faith. If we keep our faith, then we can keep our nation. And nation didn't just mean, you know, boundaries. You know, it meant a people. We got to keep the people that will survive and pass down all the traditions that we need, so that we can get in. And everything is a reaction to this. I see it in, you know, a lot of the, not just the politics or the religion. It's also in the medicine. You know, the medical community has gone off, and they forget the traditions, and they look at the future thinking, well, this is how it's going to be. You know, I've seen in the people, you know, and even the ones on the alternative media will say that, well, this is the way it's going to be. This is the future that is ahead of for us. Well, it doesn't have to be that way.
And a lot of that is what you call controlled opposition.
Yeah. And so, and they don't really quite understand, and it's really, to the pathological person, it's like when you look at it, when you really got to understand, is that John was the canary in the mine shaft. He saw what was happening, and he told everybody what was happening, and everybody else is already kind of keyed into their own way of looking at the world, and so they can hear the angel of the apocalypse, but they don't really quite understand how they relate to it. But, you know, it had to be that one. You know, that's kind of the last one you listen to in of the disciples. But that was the message. And we need to understand that if we respect everybody, then we can keep ourselves together. And that's kind of, I think, his message of faith to us.
Well, that's absolutely true. We do need to have respect all the way around. This is a battle of good versus evil, and as long as we make our discrimination along the lines of good versus evil, we're on the right path. You know, sometimes they come out and tell us more than they really intended to. For example, David Rockefeller, he had an autobiography that was entitled Memoir. And he had a quotation in that book. And I'm going to tell you that quotation right after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Welcome back to Radically Right. We're talking with Rita, and we have a little excerpt here from Mr. Rockefeller's own book, the autobiography entitled Memoirs. And in that book, he says, and I quote, "For more than a century, ideological extremists at either end of the political spectrum have seized upon well-publicized incidents to attack the Rockefeller family for the inordinate influence they claim we wield over American political and economic institutions. Some even believe we are part of a secret cabal working against the best interests of the United States. Characterizing my family and me as internationalists and of conspiring with others around the world to build a more integrated global political economic structure, one world, if you will. If that's the charge, I stand guilty, and I am proud of it." Now, it seems to me that Mr. Rockefeller, in that book, confessed in writing to committing treason. If he's proud of working against the best interests of the United States, that's a crime. Go ahead, Rita. Do you have any parting shots here?
Well, I just wanted to say that I found a book. Have you heard of a book called Earthly Powers by Michael Burley?
No, I have not. I've never heard of it.
Subtitled The Clash of Religions and Politics in Europe from the French revolutions to the Great War. And I started reading it, and it's pretty fascinating. It's come out just a few years ago, and it's starting to talk about the things that are hard to talk about. And so I'm encouraged to see that the dialogue is getting a little better.
You know, it's not really hard to talk about this thing. All you have to have is a little bit of courage. There are so many people that want to shrink back and cower.
Right. Well, I just think that it's not cowering to say that we need to look at what the 20th century took away from us in order to understand the problems that we have now.
Oh, yes, we have.
It looks like that
not been honored.
That period between the French Revolution and World War One is a really good place to look right now, I think.
Yes, it is, and there's a whole stream of history in many different directions that seems to have been guided by this Illuminati, whether they operated for the French Revolution under the guise of being Jacobins, or when they slipped from there into up in towards Russia, and they called themselves the Parisian Outlaw Society, then the League of the Just, then the Communist League, then the Communist Party, and now they've changed their name to New World Order and Global Community, operating underneath these United Nations. They operate from so many different names. A name almost for every enterprise that they are perpetuating. And yet a lot of people don't want to see it. They prefer to close their eyes. It's painful to admit that there's a problem because then they'd have to do something. And since they're so far into debt with their credit cards, they're just glad to have their beer in the Monday night football game so that they can continue on with life as it has been.
Well, there isn't going to be life as it has been if we don't recognize who our real allies are, and that includes the likes of Taiwan, not the Red Chinese. And so that, you know, if we can look back to see that, you know, we need to keep the right parts of where we came from, then we can get to where we need to go.
You're absolutely right about Taiwan. Taiwan was where we started off being the island of Formosa. And when our own government, our State Department, betrayed the legitimate Chinese people, betrayed them to the communists, the legitimate leaders of China ended up escaping to the island of Formosa, which later changed its name to Taiwan, and is now being slated to be sucked back under the powers of the communist Chinese people who have killed 200 million of their own.
So
do you think our lives are more precious than their own?
Yeah, it's that, and they didn't let the leader of Taiwan, he just about had to sneak into America when he was coming over here. And but we need to realize that now when we look at what the evil of that made this war, that Bush's strength came from, basically, the people who are against that are Christians and people of faith all around the world, you know, the Maronites. You know, we seek the right, you know, force. It's not going to be we're not going to reform our way out of this one. We're going to have to really have believers running the show to get out of this mess.
Yeah, we're going to have to bite the bullet too.
Yeah,
we hear from reading in our Bibles that this tribulation is going to be allowed to take place, and it happens because man has turned his hearts away from God.
Right.
And if we don't pay attention, if we don't think that we have responsibility here, well, there are those who will take over for us and run us right into the ground. Thank you very much for your call, Rita. I appreciate that.
Thank you for the time, Jack. You have a really nice show, and I really enjoy it every week.
Thank you very much. We've got Chad from Alaska. Chad, do you want to jump into the fray here?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, clearly. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I'm going a little crazy here listening to your show because I don't think that things are as ambiguous or cloudy or messy as they sound or as they have to be. I mean, everybody seems to have their own opinion as to what needs to be done and what the problem is, and no one seems to agree on where we need to go and what we need to do to get there. And, you know, if we agree that our interest is in restoring the republic, it begins with us. It doesn't begin with pointing fingers at other people or you know, sharing our, you know, although I'm not going to say whether various religious beliefs are valid or not, I don't think that, you know, I don't think that should be our main priority in terms of the tangible aspects of the realities we're dealing with. And I was just looking over a bunch of material I've been studying law for many years, and I was reading Elk versus Wilkins, which is a Supreme Court case. And if I could read like two sentences out of it, I think it would help people realize, you know, the kind of situation that we're in and where we need to go.
Go for it.
Okay, it's regarding the 14th Amendment. It's the Supreme Court is kind of explaining, you know, what its meaning is. And it says, the persons declared to be citizens are all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof. The evident meaning of these last words is not merely subject in some respect or degree to the jurisdiction of the United States, but completely subject to their political jurisdiction, owing them direct and immediate allegiance. And the words relate to the time of birth in one case as they do to the time of naturalization in the other. Persons thus subject to the jurisdiction of the United States at the time of birth cannot become so afterwards. So if you were born not subject to the jurisdiction of the United States at the time of birth, you cannot become so afterwards unless you are naturalized and go through the proceedings under the Naturalization Acts, or you can be become a citizen of the United States by force of treaty when a foreign territory is acquired. But basically, you know, if you were born in one of the several states of the Union, there's no way you are subject to the jurisdiction of the United States now or ever.
I think if you look right in that 14th Amendment, you will see the word may. They have an opportunity. They may be citizens of the capital, United States of America. And it's most unfortunate that people don't realize that this alternative, when they fill out the IRS tax forms, including 1040 and all the rest of them, one of the very first questions in your tax form is, are you a U.S. citizen? And if you check that box off, yes, I am a U.S. citizen, you come under their Jewish jurisdiction and are indeed signing at the bottom of your tax form under penalty of perjury that is a true and accurate statement.
Yeah, but the citizen of the United States means many things, and it's meant many different things at many different times, and even today it means several different things. There's not just one definition, and whenever they have those check boxes, they don't ever bother to explain, you know, what definition or what the meaning of that term is that they're using, and so that makes any contract void. But anyway, you're free to check it anyway, because you can be a citizen of the United States and not be subject to their jurisdiction. You know, if you were born in one of the several states, there's no way you can do anything you want, and there's no way you can ever be subject to the jurisdiction of the United States. You know, we don't have, and this reminds me of what people are saying when they use the word inalienable. Inalienable is not the same as unalienable. You know, lawyers will tell you have inalienable rights, because inalienable rights our rights, which are not capable of being surrendered or transferred without the consent of one possessing such rights. So that's why lawyers will tell you you have inalienable rights, because you can give those away. But if you read the Declaration of Independence, we have unalienable rights, and unalienable rights can't be given away under any circumstances.
It could also be pronounced unalienable.
Right, but you have to be careful. I mean, these are court cases that I'm reading from, and those are definitions that the courts will uphold. If you claim you have inalienable rights, then you have rights that you can give away. But if you have unalienable rights, you can't ever give those away, and that's what people that are born in one of the several states have. And, you know, I think instead of, you know, the solution relies on each of us. We are failing because we are not living up to our responsibilities as state citizens. We are not buying and we are not bartering with gold and silver as the Constitution sets forth. You know, we're ignoring the laws of the land, and it's our fault, each one of us. And we are buying into all this federal stuff instead of standing up and saying, you don't have jurisdiction, you know, over me, you know, go to hell.
And but you're right, we do have some responsibility because we are operating out of a platform of ignorance.
Yeah.
And when you don't realize what you're doing when you check off those boxes on your income tax form that says, well, I am a United States citizen, when they start acting accordingly, some people are surprised. And when you get in courts and you find out that you're subject to their jurisdiction, even though you thought you weren't,
well,
because you didn't know what you were checking off in these little boxes, you've got yourself some trouble. Go ahead.
I don't know if that means anything, because only you're only in trouble if you're under their jurisdiction, and you can never be under their jurisdiction if you were born in one of the several states. It's impossible.
If you say you're under their jurisdiction,
huh?
If you say you're under their jurisdiction, then you do have some something to contend with here.
Well, you can deny it at any time.
Situation.
I mean, I guess if somebody asks you something and you give them an answer, I guess they're going to have to go with the answer you give them, but you can still deny it at any time, because
yes,
never
therein lies the rub. You've got that opportunity to say, hey, before latches takes place on an adhesion contract, there must be full and complete disclosure. And nobody told me when I went down to get a Social Security number that I was giving up my rights to be a free and sovereign of the state I was born in and have become part of this new jurisdiction, this national jurisdiction that is delineated in the 14th Amendment.
Yeah, and I mean, even the states are as well today. You know, instead of having Alabama State or Mississippi State, you know, now the federal government created these sub-corporations called State of Alabama and State of Mississippi, which are, they're just federal municipalities. You know, we don't even have our de jure forms of government in the states in place at this time. You know, the federal, I don't know, these corporate overlays of the states have taken over and are in control, and so even your state statutes and things like that, they don't have any jurisdiction over someone born in one of the several states.
Only if people realize it. There's an organization I used to attend, a friend of mine, more than one friend run it. It was called Justice Pro Se. And at the Justice Pro Se meetings, they had this little motto that said, if you don't know your rights, you don't have any.
Yeah. And that's what, you know,
part of this is making a good faith objection when somebody encroaches upon your rights. Your silence is considered to be consent.
And it should always be jurisdiction, because nothing existing today has, you know, if you're born in one of the several states, nothing, no form of government existing right now has any jurisdiction over you. Not the federal government and not their municipal state creations.
But we like to think of ourselves as supposed to be free people, but there's a difference between de facto and de jure. De jure
right.
is a law that we were supposed to get, and it's nicely written out by the founding fathers. And as we look into the Bill of Rights, those first 10 amendments to the Constitution, it's all really nice. However, de facto is what you actually end up getting, and when you start talking about some of those rights, they want to draw that gun out and point it at you. Now, if they can have guns and you can't, and they can point them at you and get away with it, now we're talking about tyranny. Well, thank you very much for your call, Chad. Appreciate you calling in. Do you have any parting shot?
Yeah, civil right is a right given and protected by law, and a person's enjoyment thereof is regulated entirely by the law that created it. Those are not unalienable rights.
Well said. Okay, thanks again for your call. You know what we were talking about, Mr.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Welcome back to Radically Right. This is Jack Otto. We're talking about the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and the rest of the insiders. And we did touch upon Mr. Rockefeller's book, Memoirs, in which he talked about working against the best interests of the United States. And then soon said that he was guilty of that charge, and he was proud of it. And I think it's important to go back and look at some of the underpinnings of these people. See, when Standard Oil was set up by Big John D. Rockefeller. It was later ordered to be dissolved in 1890. Rockefeller moved the headquarters from Ohio to New York City so he didn't have to dissolve it. He just had to be dissolved from Ohio, who was an Ohio court. So in 1899, all the assets and interests were transferred again to a new creation. That was Standard Oil of New Jersey. In 1906, the U.S. government charged Standard Oil with violating the Sherman Antitrust Act. And the U.S. Supreme Court, on May the 15th of 1911, couched its decision in these very clear terms. Quote, seven men and a corporate machine have conspired against their fellow citizens. For the safety of the Republic, we now decree that this dangerous conspiracy must be ended by November 15th. End of quote. Eight of the companies formed after the dissolution retained Standard Oil in their names. But even these were soon altered to foster an image of diversity. Standard Oil Company of New York first merged with the trust company, Vacuum Oil, to form the Saucony Vacuum, which in 1966 became Mobil Oil. Mobil Oil Corporation, I should say. Standard Oil of Indiana joined with Standard Oil of Nebraska and Standard Oil of Kansas, and by 1985 had become Amoco Corporation. In 1984, the combination of Standard Oil of California and Standard Oil of Kentucky became Chevron Corporation, while the old Standard Oil of New Jersey in 1972 became Exxon Corporation. Other former Standard companies include Atlantic Richfield, Buckeye Pipeline, Pennzoil, and Union Tank Car Company. Ironically, the breakup of Standard only increased the wealth of Rockefellers, who now owned 1/4 share of the 33 different oil companies created by the breakup of Standard. That was shortly after the turn of the century and the last century, and Rockefeller became America's first billionaire. Now he is a trillionaire. Mr. Rockefeller, whose real name is Rothschild, is worth $11.3 trillion. But that's just a drop in the bucket compared to his boss, one Baron Rothschild, whose real name is Bauerberg, who is worth over $400 trillion. We got a break coming up. We'll be right back. We'll talk more about this.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell